You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff.
Are you ready for makeup? Women deserve the very best. Our young living women deserve the very best. Mary, you own a cosmetics company.
Oh, this is so exciting. Oh, we are just absolutely thrilled to have these beautiful products come into Young Living.
Even almost 2 months after the International Grand Convention, that announcement is still exciting. While there are always products that corporate employees are excited for, I think Savvy Minerals by Young Living was one that nearly everyone knew was a game changer. Members knew it too the second Melissa Pepping, the original Savvy Minerals creator and owner, announced it on stage. We recently synced up with Melissa over the telephone to chat with her about the how and why behind Savvy Minerals. I think you're going to love this behind-the-scenes peek at this bombshell product. We also have Savvy Minerals product marketing manager Michaela Congino answering some of your most frequently asked questions about the line. Welcome, Melissa, to Drop of Inspiration.
Celeste, thank you so much. I am so incredibly excited to be here with you.
We're so happy to have you here to talk to us about Savvy Minerals and to tell us your story of how you got started with it. So, yeah, why don't we start there? How did this all get started?
You know, I have so many photos from when I was little, and I was always, you know, playing with lip gloss or lipstick or makeup. It was just always, I was a girly girl from a very young age. And so I actually, when I was in my teens, I had started modeling. And I just, it really, you know, the hair, the makeup, the clothes, it's just always been such a big part of who I am, and it makes me feel beautiful, and it makes me feel confident, and all those reasons that women like to wear makeup and dress nice, and that's just me. It kind of just is the core of me. And so every time I would teach my own version of beauty school for my team, or even when I would speak at the Young Living Beauty School event, one of the biggest questions I always got from people was, well, what kind of makeup do you wear? And I think people, from knowing that, you know, like I wrote the chemical-free home books, and so I think they were just assuming, well, if this girl has gone so green, like, in her home and her cleaning products, then she must be using really clean makeup, too. But the thing is it was always such a hard question for me to answer because I hadn't found something I liked. I had tried some of the cleaner makeup, and it just didn't work as well. It didn't look as nice. It didn't look as pretty on, and it was really just muted, matted, you know, colors, and it just didn't make me feel beautiful, and it didn't make me feel like who I was. Mm-hmm. So I never really answered that question. It was always something that I kind of dodged with people and said, well, you know, it's a few different things I'm using, and I'm still trying to find, you know, something I feel good about promoting. And so there was finally a point at which the questions were coming in so fast and furious and everyone was asking it that as an entrepreneur, I couldn't help but say, all right, Melissa, there is a demand. That demand is not getting met, and it's time. And the more that I thought about that, the more it just felt right. It felt right that this is time. It was a really scary decision. I had to worry about, what is my team going to think? Are they going to think that I found something better? Are they going to think that I'm abandoning my role as, you know, crown diamond? Mm-hmm. Is, you know, if the company saw it, what would Young Living think? And that's, I have so much respect for the company that I ask myself that with everything, you know, classes I do, events that I plan, you know, would Young Living be happy with this? Mm-hmm. And so it really tore up my heart for a really long time, the more that I thought about it. As I started even like designing colors and naming the colors and, you know, not too sparkly, not too shimmery, not too bold, not too, every single decision I made with all the colors, I would ask myself, would the Young Living members be happy with this? Would this fit and resonate with them? So even though I didn't mean it to be my target audience, they were all I could think about because I have a huge Young Living following, and I always want to do them justice. Like, I always want to make sure they would be happy with this and it would be something they would be comfortable with. And So that was a lot behind why I started it. It was time. I mean, my own daughter was 10 at the time, so she was starting to get into makeup. And I needed to feel good about answering that question. For the first time in my life, I needed to feel good about answering the question. This is the makeup I wear, and it doesn't have any of the things that we're concerned about in it.
So, yeah, that's such a personal journey, it seems like, especially like whereas you want to be able to answer that question for yourself, and now you have your daughter who is starting to wear makeup or was starting to wear makeup at the time. How old is she now?
She's 12 now. So for any moms out there listening, don't feel like you have to make your teen or your preteen conform to the way that you think they should be wearing makeup. Makeup is an extension of yourself. This is at your core how you're feeling. And makeup is this powerful tool that we have to, if we're feeling edgy, we can do our makeup a little bit more edgy. So I didn't want to take that away from my daughter either. Like, I wanted her to have the space and the freedom to explore with it. I'm there to kind of pull back the reins, and luckily I haven't had to do that. But I get to see this extension of herself, because that's as adults why we wear makeup. It's an extension of ourselves. It enhances what's already there, or it enhances that feeling that we're having. So mm-hmm. To any moms out there listening, don't feel like you have to make your daughter conform. Just give her the space to explore with it. Rest assured knowing that it's really clean makeup, and it's so easy to correct. It's not like, you know, once it's on, it's on. It's so easy to lighten it up, to blend it in, to smooth it out. But give them the space to explore and have fun with it, and you'll get to see this new daughter emerge that you get to see what's been inside. And for the first time, it's expressing itself outwardly. You know, sometimes we can struggle to connect. There's no other way to say it, so I'm just going to say it. And I'm going to hope that most moms will understand what I'm trying to say. But sometimes you do struggle to connect with one of your children or one or two or more of your children. You haven't found the common ground yet, and you butt heads, and it can be emotionally so draining on you. And so makeup just seems to be that thing that bonds a lot of women together, and it's been mm-hmm. that thing that has really bonded my daughter and I together, and I love that. Yeah. And one of the tips I want to give is let your girls play with the makeup during summer break from school, or if you have school that goes all year long, find like if you have like a 3-week break or a 2-week break or some sort of break in there, so that they're not just, you know, going home from school on a Tuesday and show up on Wednesday, and it's like, whoa, someone found makeup last night. You know, give them the summer to get confident with it and to play around with it. So, you know, it's such a great idea if you give them like a little gift basket on the last day of school that has some makeup in it and some makeup brushes, and just let them play with that at their free will all summer, and kind of, you know, give them some tips and some tutorials, but let them get comfortable and confident with it. So then I just show up at school the next day like, wow, you have found some makeup.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So getting back to the product line and its story a little bit, you mentioned that when you were creating these colors, you were thinking of Young Living members and who was using your makeup. Who did you see using your makeup? Was it just Young Living members or like, yeah.
So anyone that knows me well or anyone who has followed me, you know, on the business side would know that I'm a bit of a visionary. So I like to always think ahead. I didn't just get into the makeup thinking, what can this do for me? Before I made the decision to launch the company, I really had to ask myself, how are other people going to benefit from this? Because otherwise it just becomes something that I'm drifting on. You know, oh, this is new and shiny. Let's sell this now. I had to stop and ask myself, and it took a couple months to just get right with myself about it. Like, are more people going to benefit from this? What's the bigger picture? Where do I really want to see this go? Do I want to be the next Mary Kay Ash? Do I, you know, how big do I want this to be? And so the more that I thought about it and the more that I was falling in love with the idea of it, I wanted this to go as far as it could possibly go. And so I started to think, you know, what's going to be my main audience? And I know that the majority of my followers, like I said, it's a Young Living audience. And so I remember when some of those first orders came in, and my assistant Megan and I would be hand. So when it was Sweet Sally, all of the lipsticks and all of the glosses had a genuine Swarovski crystal glued to the top of the container. And we're gluing these on, and we would kind of joke back and forth, and she would say something like, you should send a gift bag of makeup to Mary Young. And so I had said, you know, could you imagine if someday Young Living bought this? And even though at first was like, you said it, but there was a part of you that was kind of joking when you were thinking about it, but as the words came out of my mouth, it actually sounded right. Mm. And so it became my vision that someday this would be in a greater set of hands. And so even though it was just the dream in my head at the time that someday this could be in Young Living's hands, every single thing that I did, I went forward with the full belief that someday this will be in Young Living's hands. So for that first year that I had the company, I poured my heart into everything that I did with it, everything that I did with it. And so that's a lot of people think, you know, this was just this little makeup company that, you know, she did out of her house. It was pretty common that I would be shipping orders until midnight, 1 in the morning. If I ran a sale, I would be packing orders till probably about 2 in the morning. There were, you know, Saturday mornings I was out here early and packing orders all day, Sunday packing orders all day, just so we would be somewhat caught up by the time Monday started and you know, my employees were here to help. But this was so much a labor of love. Like, over the course of that year, I became so emotionally attached to it, and it did become my baby. And so a year after I launched it as Sweet Savvy, almost to the anniversary date, Jared approached me on stage. We were actually on stage at convention, and it was for the diamond photo, and it was the diamond night. Mm-hmm. And they had caught wind over the success of how the makeup was going and how everyone was loving it. And Jared said, we want to talk to you about your makeup company. And my heart sank. I was like, oh my God, I'm in trouble. That's all I could think of is, oh my God, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was standing next to Gary and Mary for the picture, and I was just shaking because I thought, they're upset, they're mad, I overstepped a boundary. Oh my gosh, like I was just so sick to my stomach. And I kind of looked at Jared and I said, about what? And he goes, we want to buy your makeup company. And I looked at him and I said, no.
That's a lot of feelings.
It was everything I had in my heart for a year. Like, this was the vision, and all of a sudden it was there. And the only thing that came out of my mouth was, no. And he said, no, we really want to. And I said, I'm not letting go of my baby. And he caught me again going off stage, and he goes, I'm very serious. And I go, so am I. I'm not letting go of my baby. You know, a bunch of phone calls kind of progressed after that point, and we had some meetings, and my husband and I actually flew out a couple weeks after, I think it was about maybe a month after convention. And we talked and started to, you know, really discuss what this would be like and what it would mean. And you know what, Celeste, it was this overwhelming feeling of, like, this is right. Mm-hmm. And it felt like home. It felt like the makeup was never meant to be mine. It was never meant to be anyone else's. This was meant to be in the hands of Young Living, and it was the only thing that felt right to me. And so it became a very easy decision.
I want to know, from your perspective, from where you're sitting, why do you think people have been so attracted to Savvy?
You know, Celeste, I think the brand had a lot to do with it. So the integrity behind who was doing it, and I love the Young Living members so, so much. Their support for me over the past 7 years has just been, it's what makes Young Living such a very sacred thing to me and such an important thing in my life. And I always think, like, you know, if you take good care of people, good people take care of you. And I've never met a company that I've experienced it to that level. And so I do think that was a part of it. And it was the branding And it was them knowing that they could trust that it was a good product. And it was the marketing behind it, right? It was a little bit sassy, a little bit edgy, a little bit sexy, but not too much of all those things that you could still feel really classy and really sophisticated with it. But when Young Living reworked the brand, oh my gosh, Celeste. Mm-hmm. I had tears in my eyes. I still look at, I'm in my office right now and I'm looking at, I've got about 50 containers of makeup set out. And I'm looking at the covers and I'm looking at that round logo. Mm-hmm. And it just melts my heart how stunning this is. And what this brand looks like. And it just, my gosh, the marketing team at Young Living, that is a talented group. That really is a talented group. And that's what everyone has fallen in love with, you know, and it's become so much fun to promote. And that's the key thing. Everyone has fallen in love with this. And I look at so many of the diamond leaders, like they've almost become protective over this brand. And I love seeing that. It has sparked something that I think just a month later is still a little indescribable.
Well, I have one last question, and it's a quick little one, but I'm wondering, what is your favorite product? What is your go-to product?
Foundation, bronzer, veil, eyeshadow.
All the above?
Yeah, all of the above. There's really two products that are my favorite. And so the Crowned All Over, I love what this does to a woman's face. I went to work on choosing, you know, a color that would just bring in some warmth with this really gorgeous glow that you could put on, like, the upper cheekbone area that would just kind of tie it all in together. And so I can always tell from a distance if a woman has Crowned All Over on or not, because her face just glows. And it's not that shiny, awkward glow. Like, their face just looks like it is naturally glowing. So I love what Crowned All Over does. I love it. I love it. I love it. That product is, that I love that product. The one that's really near and dear to me, though, is the Mistine Spray. So I don't like to wear my minerals loose on my face and dry. It just makes it look like you have loose powder sitting topically on your face and your face feels dry. So I started using this misted method of applying my loose minerals and I fell in love with this process. And so I had experimented with just using water, and I wasn't getting the same look, the same feel. And so then I started using Lavaderm, and I loved it. Like, it gave this absolutely flawless finish because of that aloe and glycerin base. So when we started to develop this line, they asked, like, well, how are you putting on the foundation? And I said, well, I use a misted method. And so I explained how I mist the brush, and then I pick up my minerals in my cap, and then I put my foundation on. And Mary loved this process because she's like, I don't want it to feel like I have powder on my face. So when she did the misted method, she's like, oh my gosh, this feels incredible. Mm-hmm. So they were just going to use, you know, Lavaderm. And then I said, well, would it be okay if, like, we had something that was branded to this line, that this was its purpose, and could we make it, like, could we give it the aroma of, like, this really high-end perfume? And so I had this roller blend, this perfume blend that I had worn for years. And it was a blend that I had come up with. And it was during a time in my life where I just was kind of losing the confidence in my goals and my vision. And I was feeling kind of lost and just really having a hard time letting go of some really hurtful things and moving past things. And so I had made this blend of oils that help me feel strong and help me feel confident. And it helped me feel like these are my dreams. This is the vision that I have. This is what I'm working for. So it really just reignited that passion that I had in my drive and my determination. And it helped me let go of things and move past things. And so I took out that blend and I passed it around the table. Because for years, when I wear this, people would say, well, what kind of perfume are you wearing? And when I told them it was essential oils, they're like, no way. So I passed this blend around the table. Everybody loved it. There was one oil in it that didn't work in the blend. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, just, you know, make it a floral and, you know, make it smell the same, but just, you know, make it a floral. And so when Mike gave me the finished product, he said, and there was one meeting where I got to smell the new Valor for the first time. And my heart just melted because it has geranium in it. And I love that oil for so many personal reasons. I love that oil, and it's my favorite one. But my Canopy, the blend, he goes, there's geranium in it. And I could have cried. I honestly could have cried. There's so many moments in this whole process that I have fallen so in love with the corporate staff and the executives. And when you work on a product like this, a line like this, for a year so intently and so closely with a group of most amazing individuals, you become really emotionally attached to them. And because this misting spray is so much more than just something you spray on your brush to put on your foundation. Mm-hmm. It was like the final piece in this line for the initial launch. And watching women's reactions when they smell the aroma for the first time, it's so incredible. It's so incredible. So I'm so glad that this perfume is finally out there and women are using it as a body spritz. Some women are saying they put it in their hair after they wash their hair. And you know, most people are saying they spray their brush with it. But of all the products in the lineup, like that one I'm most emotionally in love with, but the one that I think I'm most physically in love with would be the Crown Dollover.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and taking some time to just, yeah, share your passion with us about Savvy and about Young Living. It's been great to talk to you.
It's been great to talk to you too, Celeste. And thank you so much for your time and for everything that you guys are doing at Young Living with this brand and with this line. And to the members, just continue to have so much fun with it. I see everything that you're doing. I see the videos, and it makes me smile so big because I know what it's doing for you, and I know what it's doing for your confidence. And believe me, I have the best seat in the house watching you guys from the sidelines. It's been the most incredible experience.
Before we go to Michaela, we're going to hear a quick message from the blog team.
Heliochrysum flowers are sometimes called immortal or the everlasting flower. Do you want to know why? Check out our blog at youngliving.com/blog and search Heliochrysum essential oil for the answer to this question, as well as 7 other fun facts about this exotic oil compiled into one beautiful blog post.
And now we're back with Michaela Congino, Product Marketing Manager of the Savvy Minerals line. Hey, Michaela.
Hi.
So we've compiled a list of questions that members have had about these cosmetics, and I wanted to take a few minutes and chat through some of these. And Michaela has agreed to help us with that. So first off, what is special about Savvy Minerals? What sets it apart?
We are so excited to be able to offer a cosmetic line to our members. I know a lot of members have been waiting a long time for this. So I know also that a lot of women were worried about what they were putting on their skin and worried about conventional cosmetics and all of the toxic ingredients that were in those products. So we really wanted to offer a cosmetic line where women can feel good about what they're putting on their skin. So the whole Savvy Minerals line was formulated with the most pristine ingredients to make sure that nobody has to compromise quality for beauty.
Yeah, that's great. You know, we all wear makeup, and it is always a question of like, what am I putting on my skin? Am I compromising the health of my skin?
Right.
Kind of on that note, what common cosmetic ingredients are not in these products?
Again, we really didn't want anyone to compromise their health for beauty. So that's why the whole Savvy Minerals line was created without talc, bismuth. There's no nanoparticles, no synthetic colorants, no synthetic fragrances, no cheap fillers that you'll find in a lot of other makeup products out on the market right now. So we're really proud to offer this line free of all those things that are potentially harmful for you.
Yeah. Now, okay, speaking of harm, we also get questions about, you know, animal testing in the cosmetics industry. Can you talk about testing that was done on Savvy Minerals?
None of the Savvy Mineral products were ever tested on animals at any point in their development. So that's not something that you'll need to worry about.
That's awesome. That really puts my mind at ease a lot. Now, people have also wondered, you know, for some people, they're switching over from traditional cosmetics, you know, cream, foundation, that kind of stuff. So can you tell us like how you apply these mineral-based products or give us some tips about you know, where to find that info?
Sure. All of the Savvy Minerals products are super versatile and super forgiving. We have a lot of great tutorials up on our website that we recorded with Melissa Pepping. We'll also continue to add more tutorials, and we'll put up more tools to make sure that everyone's able to get the most out of these products that they can. So keep watching for those to pop up.
Great. Yeah, we're doing a lot, and I am learning a lot watching these videos and learning. It's all about layering, apparently.
Yes, yes. So many different techniques, and there's no wrong way to really do it. So yeah, it's great. Fun to play with.
Awesome. This is kind of a fun question, but before I have you go, I had asked Melissa this question, but I want to know your take. What is the Savvy Minerals product that you can't live without?
That's a tough question, but I would say right now I'm loving the eyeliner. I love that I can apply it dry, or I can apply it wet for a more precise line. I love that it stays on all day. I don't have to worry about smudging like I would with my previous eyeliner that I used. And I also apply mine wet using our misting spray, so that's kind of a fun technique to apply that.
Yeah. Michaela, are you wearing that eyeliner right now?
Yes.
Okay. Michaela has this great eyeliner on right now that is so precise. I was just noticing that.
I love it.
And it's almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep. It stays put.
Yeah. It looks great. So,
thank you.
Okay. Thanks for stopping by, Michaela.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Drop of Inspiration. As always, we have even more info for you to discover online. At youngliving.com/podcast, you can find a link to the Savvy Minerals line and more. Remember to subscribe to Drop of Inspiration wherever you get your podcasts. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff. Stay inspired.